I'm so glad you're joining me today for Pray Today. I talked to you yesterday about Hebrews 11 and talking about faith and faith being confident in what we hope for and assured about what we don't see. I want to jump down to verse 6 today in Hebrews 11, and here's what it says. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. So I think it's pretty clear here that if we want to please God, we've got to have faith in two areas that it states right here. Number one, faith that He exists. And hopefully you have strong faith that He exists. And I say this so often, but I think it bears repeating. There's so much evidence out there of God's existence. And I am a doubter by nature. I am a cynic by nature. And I need to have answers for things before I just buy them. And that is something that I have done in my personal faith journey, is really looking into the claims of Christianity and making sure that they're true. And I'm 100% confident that they are, and that God is there, and this, you know, that God exists. And then the second part is that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. So if we want to please God, we have to believe those two things: that He exists. Does God exist? Absolutely He does. Is He there? Absolutely. Does He love us? Absolutely. Does He care about our every detail of our lives? Yes, absolutely. And do we believe that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him? Do you believe that you're favored because you're a follower of God? That's really what that means. And we can look so forward to rewards while we're still living, that God rewards us by living holy lives. And God blesses us by living holy lives. It doesn't mean we'll never have problems. My goodness, we'll have problems, and sometimes we'll have bigger problems than others do because we are doing the hard thing of walking out our faith. And there are definitely people who aren't going to like that, and we will suffer because of that. But do you believe that He rewards you? Do you believe that He rewards you in this world? John 10:10 says, "I have come that you may have life and have it to the full." And there's much debate on, was He talking about life here? Is He talking about life in heaven? And I think my answer to that is yes. I believe that He rewards those who seek Him, really who seek Him. While we're still living, He rewards us. He gives us blessings. But so much more importantly, God has rewards for us that He is storing up in heaven for those who earnestly, it doesn't mean part-time seekers, it means full-time people who earnestly seek God. Let's pray today about earnestly seeking God. Lord, as we prayed yesterday, we ask that You would increase our faith. Lord, that we understand this concept of having faith is pleasing You, that You cannot be pleased without our faith. And so, Lord, we believe that You do exist. We believe that You created the heavens and the earth. We believe that You sent Your Son Jesus to die for our sins. We believe that when Jesus left, You sent the gift of the Holy Spirit to all believers who have accepted a relationship with You. And we believe that You reward us when we seek You earnestly. Lord, may that word earnestly seek Him just resonate in our hearts and in our minds all day today. Earnestly seek Him. Earnestly seek You, Lord. Today we want to earnestly, authentically, totally seek You. You are our everything, and without You, Father, we would have no hope. But because of You, what Jesus did, the completed gift on the cross and resurrection of Jesus assures us that we have faith, so we can receive those rewards when we get to our eternal home, heaven. God, thank You, and remind us today, earnestly seek God. Amen.